Greetings, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. This is Sinead, in case you were wondering. And while I'm sure you noticed this extremely hateful symbol behind me that totally only represents 6 gorillion bajillion Jews being gassed in a fake gas chamber, I guess they did that in between swims in the Olympic-sized swimming pool, baking bread in the bakery, putting on little shows in the theater. Woo-hoo! And hitting up the brothel with their own currency that they were given to trade for goods within the death camp. But I digress. So some of you might be noticing that I'm gone from the Twitter sphere. Well, yes, I am. And the reason why I was showed permanently, it wasn't just a, temporary suspension. It was, get the hell out of here, Shiksa. And that's what happened. I posted a photo with myself and my horse vessel flag.
Horse vessel.
I can't get the whole thing in the shot, but it says horse vessel up there. I was basically just holding up my flag saying, check out this flag, it's huge. I got it at Third Reich Books because I won this meme contest. I had a gift certificate. So I figured, I have exactly $25, let me get this awesome flag. So I'm pretty much shadow banned. I was shadow banned on Twitter, so I didn't expect anybody to actually retweet it except for the 4 typical people, that see my tweets because nobody else does. And it got over 5,000 retweets. I'm sure that's what had to do with me getting completely banned from Twitter, because I'm sure so many Jews saw that retweet and they're like, report! Report! I'm triggered! I'm triggered! They can't stand seeing this symbol. So let me just let you see it again. This is the symbol of my people. This is the symbol of the sun. I am not going to be ashamed to show a symbol. And clearly Twitter really didn't like this image because you can't even upload the picture and retweet it at all. It's the picture itself has been completely banned. So I figured since I have you here, I could sing to you the victory march of the triumphant Aryan Republic that a man named Jim rewrote. It was basically the horse vessel lead. The song based on this man, Horse Vessel, up there. You can't see his name now. And what Jim did is he put it into English lyrics, but to the same tune. So it goes something like this. And bear with me because I'm just getting over a pretty wicked cold. Lift up your gaze. The Aryan nation marches. Our world is free. The Aryan nation rules. So comrades all oppressed by powers of darkness, we overcame them with the force of light. Lift up your hearts. The marches, our world is free, the Aryan nation rules. The age of light, the dawn of the new morning, will raise again our sacred swastika. Of light, the dawn of the new morning, will raise again our sacred swastika. Don't be ashamed of who you are, of the truth of your people. It's time for us to be unapologetically proud of who we are, of what our people have done, and what we will do in the future. The fact that the enemy is so scared that they had to ban this picture of me holding up this symbol, they had to ban Holocaust revisionist books, they had to ban racialist books, this to me tells me that the enemy is freaking out. Because if they had everything sealed and ready to go, white genocide was just completely, it's gonna happen completely, then they wouldn't be doing these things to shut down any criticism of their authority. So I'd say that this is a good sign. However, people need to stop being so complacent and okay with their little gab.ai echo chambers and their little Pepe Frog memes and actually start Promoting national socialism in a healthy way, not the way that Emily Pukas does, where she mocks national socialism and mocks people like myself who are mothers and who don't want to be part of her degenerate, psychopathic world. True national socialism is about health, it's about morals, it's about nobility, it's about integrity, it's about doing the right thing and having honor, and being the best that you can be, and holding the standards very high. We don't support degeneracy. We don't support homosexuality. We don't support pedophilia. We don't support ephebophilia. We don't support animal cruelty. We support the health and well-being of our folk and every other race and their ability to self-determination and free association. So every single race can have their own national socialist ethno-state, and I encourage other people of other races that might be watching this right now to start talking to your people about national socialism, because national socialism, while it was basically dreamt up by the Germans, like they dream up so many other great inventions, well, this system can apply to anybody that is able to use it. And it really is the best way, because when you're helping out your own people and you're living in a homogenous society, all of these other side effects, like the racial tensions, the beauty standards, you know, being rejected by non-white women, that, you know, that white beauty should not be a standard for them. Well, it shouldn't be. They should be living in their own countries where their own race is the beauty standard. So it would get rid of so much of this jealousy, animosity between different races, this tension of our cultures being mashed together unauthentically. And it'll allow for our folk to reclaim their destiny, their pride, their souls, and to wipe this filth from this earth. So in closing, I just wanted to give a little bit of, I want to chastise this segment of the pro-white, both male and female, who are joking about white Sharia rape gangs, as if this is some kind of funny time in history that we should joke about raping our own women. Well, this is coming from TRS, so it's completely a Jewish operation, but there are many very low-functioning male, white males and females who are going along with this. And I just want to ask you all a question. Do you think the Germans during World War II wrote funny little parody songs about raping their own women, let alone their women being raped at all? Do you think that the German men were drawing Pepe cartoons? No. They were out being men and defending their country and doing everything they could to ensure a future for the children of that country. You all should be very ashamed of yourselves that you're taking this as some kind of joke when white women are being raped all over the place. And what do you guys do about it? Instead of going out there and speaking the truth about National Socialism, about the Jewish issue, about white genocide, what do? You make jokes about it, and you say that you're going to have corrective rape for the thoughts on the left. And, you know, another thing I want to point out real quick, how hypocritical you all are. You say you're pro-life, pro-life, but it's okay for lefties to have abortions. It's okay for niggers to have abortions. So you're not pro-life then. You're just selectively, like, deciding who you can murder. So you're just a bunch of freaking hypocrites. And all of you people joking about raping white women in the middle of a rape-fest genocide should be ashamed or worse. If you were in Germany right now, you all would have the shit kicked out of you for your disgusting behavior. So just keep that in mind. People that aren't degenerate Untermensch, hopefully you've heard my message loud and clear, and you too will go order yourself a flag or start, you know, teaching the truth about National Socialism, because it is what will save our people. But first, we have to win the propaganda war. And that is by naming the Jew, by pointing out everything that they're doing. And once we have a critical mass of our people who are aware of this, and other races aware of this as well, which we can work with against a common enemy. This doesn't mean that we're going to hold hands around the campfire and sing kumbaya and live with each other in peace and harmony. No, that doesn't work. But we can work to get the parasite out, and then we can really work from there. Honestly, if the parasite was gone today, we could have this solved in a couple nights. Like, okay, you guys go over there, you go over here, boom, boom, boom. It wouldn't be that bad. So, thanks for watching, everybody. See Kyle, and I'll talk with you soon. Bye.